Greetings, everybody. This is April's membership upgrade call. For those of you that are live and not live on the call tonight, so I posted something on the chat box. I say, let's see here. Hello, everyone. Please post here or on the Q&A board your comments, questions, sharing that is of general nature, or I should have put general interest for the whole group that we can relate to. Please, no personal questions tonight. And let me know what kind of upgrade you are ready for and on what levels. You can ask your pets, too, what they're ready for. Oh, I see here. I see on the for the webcast there is a 17-second delay compared to the live conference audio. Well, I didn't know it was that long. Don't ask me why they have a delay, but they do. They do. We got more people popping on the phone. Okay, star two to raise your hand. Oh, that was quick, Penny. You are reading my mind. Okay, Penny from the Blue Mountains.
Can you hear me, Kenji?
I can hear you way loud and clear, yes.
Oh, that's good. Listen, stop laughing, please.
Okay.
I've got a sharing.
Uh-huh.
That I don't know if other people will find interesting or not, but I thought I'd share it anyway. I was thinking about the 5G towers, right?
The which?
The 5G towers.
Yes.
And I sort of, I think because I was thinking about them so much, I sort of felt them in my energy field.
Uh-huh.
Felt like they sort of, you know, got into my sort of energy field. So instead of trying to push it away, I kind of just, you know, stayed with it. And I realized that in a way we are we're not 5G towers, we're 5D towers. Our bodies are, because we've got a grounding cord and then we've got the chakras,
mm-hmm.
right? And then we've got the kind of like our crown chakra, which is like, in a way, like the receiving thing.
Mm-hmm.
So we're 5D, we can become 5D towers of light.
Nice.
That's my sharing.
No, that's very nice. That's very profound, Penny.
I know. Well, we probably aren't it yet, but you know. Anyway.
Yeah, let me comment on that.
Okay.
So, you guys want? I'll keep the line open. You guys want to hold the knowing that, in spite of what we believe is very dangerous, 5G and chemtrails and cell towers and all that stuff, all the negative technology, that every one of us can be immune to that. And the way that you do it physically is you keep your immune system very strong. If you have a strong immune system, which means you have a strong heart chakra, no problem anywhere. So if you're being affected or you think you are, work on strengthening your heart chakra and your thymus and your guts, because they relate to your immune system as well, plus your spleen, which most people don't understand that the spleen is also a regulator for your chi. And it works in conjunction with your solar plexus. And there's a special point in the mid-back above your spinal column that creates a triangle effect. And if you keep that triangle active, you'll be fine no matter what. You won't get sick, etc. Now, here's another thing you guys can practice, and you let me know down the road. I'm starting to share this with everybody, especially my friends here. Whenever you drive around and you see a cell tower or a 5G tower, put the pillars of light around it. And that will help to neutralize the effects to the environment and also other people that are not aware. Now, I heard, I heard intel from the other side, so to speak, that they are rendering the 5G towers to not be harmful to humans. But I can't prove that for certain. I just heard that as a potential intel that could be accurate or maybe not accurate. But I feel we're going to see a lot of beautiful changes coming this whole year and next year. So you guys be patient with the changes, because it could take, in my feeling, estimate, maybe 2 years. Assuming Trump gets reelected, it will take 2 years to really get the right people in the right positions in government and military and elsewhere to create the changes. And as far as the prosperity funding goes, you want to be open to it coming in any kind of a way that you never dreamed about. So I believe the stimulus package in our country, Penny, is a start, and it's cloaked. So it's not advertised as the prosperity program helping people out. But I think the government has to do it very subtly and step by step. So not to worry about your money. Remember, we talked about that. And this is a good time for you guys that maybe have lost your jobs, got laid off, to create your new livelihood. What do you really want to do? Like, I was talking with my friend from PA, and she's not on the call tonight. You know, she's trained in meditation, yoga, tried to get it started, and no luck, no response hardly, and she was kind of giving up, spent all this money. Then I asked her at one point in our conversation, well, what really do you really want to do? And she told me, and I said, well, why don't you do it? There's nothing stopping you from doing it. And she got all excited because she had not really thought about creating a livelihood with something that she really enjoys doing. I won't share that part yet. I'm going to wait for her to manifest it, and then we'll share it. Do you have any comments, Penny?
Yeah, I had a healing session just the other day, and my spleen energy is low.
Mm-hmm.
Talking of the spleen. It often goes low, particularly as it starts getting colder.
Yeah.
So, I mean, can you just say that triangle again?
All right. So, energetically, we might do this in the activation, if I remember.
Yeah, that'd be good.
Make a little note. So, you've got a PowerPoint in your upper back off the spine.
Right.
You got one there.
Below your ribs?
Say again?
Below your ribs.
No, it's off your spine on the backside.
Yeah, I know, but is it at the level of the bottom of the ribs or at the diaphragm, or where is it off the spine?
Oh. Okay, you can say it's sort of in the back part of the heart chakra. If you were to expand the heart chakra over the spine on your backside, just think of it as like behind your heart chakra, kind of. And then you've got your spleen, which for you guys that don't know anatomy, it's on your left side.
Uh-huh.
And then you have your solar plexus, which is basically where your stomach is. So you want to connect those points energetically in meditation.
Right. Okay.
Okay. Because your solar plexus, your third chakra, is your power center. So you're connecting that with the spleen, which helps regulate the chi of the body. It also is in relationship to the kidney chi.
Yeah.
The adrenal glands as well. Yeah. But you don't need to connect that. And then this part off your spine. Well, okay. So that has to do, again, with the love energy that comes out of your heart chakra.
Yeah.
Okay, try that.
I will. Thanks, Kenji. That's good.
Yeah. And then let me know in about a month or so. Okay. Thank you, dear. Anything else you want to share before I put you on mute?
Talking about Trump. He just told me, talking of Trump.
Yes.
He just told the World Health Organization to get stuffed.
Yeah. And it's about time he did that. He's standing up. He's not being intimidated.
He's infested with Illuminati.
Yeah. Yep. I don't like any of those guys, man, and I'm glad that they're getting called upon, and there's more to come for sure. But that's a very good start.
Yeah.
And,
okay.
And I like this African American man. I don't know if he's an attorney general or what, but he has nice energy and he's clear and I like him. Anyway,
yeah.
I forgot his name.
Yeah. We want to get rid of the Illuminati.
That's right. Step by step. Mm-hmm. Okay. Thank you, Penny.
Okay. Lots of love.
Bye. Enjoy your upcoming winter.
Oh.
Okay, we got to mute you now because you're howling. star 2 to raise your hand, folks. Okay, star 2 to raise your hand. Oh, we got New York. Okay, whoever you are, New York.
Hi, Kenji. It's Karen.
Oh, hi. Dr. Karen.
Can you hear me? Yes. Dr.
Yeah, I can
Karen
hear you
can.
Good.
Good. I've listened to the calls, but I haven't been wanting to speak for a while. I've just been sitting back watching this whole coronavirus thing play
mm-hmm.
out.
Mm-hmm.
And also looking at my own, you know, trying to get back into the healthcare field. And it's really unusual given the nature of things, especially in New York, mm-hmm. that no openings are opening up. So it's interesting to think about what you told the person in Pennsylvania about, you know, follow what you'd like to do. So it's been a few roadblocks here, but I know you don't want this to be like a personal about personal stuff tonight. So
well, make it phrase it in a general sense so everybody can relate.
Yes. Yeah. Well, what I wanted to share. So in the interim, I've been at Home Depot, just, you know, plugging away. But Huntington in Long Island is a hot spot right now. And we have the police outside announcing that this is a hot spot. Don't come in. But the store is open and I've been working full time. So if anyone, you know, what I'd like to say is just given from the experience that I've had with all of the people still coming into Home Depot, I want to thank everybody that does stay home. Because what I'm experiencing is a complete disregard for any sense of hygiene, or, you know, people are coming and sneezing and coughing, and the hospitals out here are actually filled 90%. All surgeries are canceled unless it's an emergency or a GI bleed. I'm still in contact with people from my old, you know, being in the OR. So over Easter, I spoke to a few people, and it's very, very serious out here. And at first I wasn't even taking it seriously, because I didn't know the extent of it. And I've had several people now reach out to me to explain to me how bad it is. I really want to thank everybody that does choose to stay home and not just go casually shopping just because the store's open. All you people, everybody that does do that is really doing a great thing. And I'm really appreciating, because I'm not getting time off for myself. I'm still working. I've been asked to work overtime because most of the store employees are not coming in because they're scared to death. So I've been working a lot of overtime because, you know, my energy feels good. I'm not getting sick. I know how to, you know, take precautions, but what I'm witnessing is really different than, you know, I wouldn't expect that people would be coming in just not caring. Today was the first day that they made it mandatory that anyone that comes in the store has to come in with a mask and gloves.
And
it's still not being honest. And gloves,
wow.
Yeah. Yeah.
Where are you going to get gloves at this late stage of the game?
Yeah, I know, I know. Well, that's the whole thing. There's nothing on the shelf. There aren't any masks. There aren't any gloves. And I don't know whether that's a town thing. We're getting updates as it goes. So it's been interesting. So it's almost front line, you know. But we're seeing people come in for, like, shelf paper and, like, ridiculous things. And, you know, we feel at risk as workers, you know. But I feel more concerned for people, like, that are running in the grocery store and whatnot.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm not usually one to have any, like, sense of panic or worry because I know how to take care of things. But it's really given me perspective on when someone blatantly ignores your health, the risk, you know, risking your health, you start really thinking about, you know, where am I doing that to? You know, I try to be that mirror, you know, to say, am I being unmindful about other people too? So it's definitely an eye-opener and a learning experience to, you know, expand my thinking as well, you know.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so here's a technique again for you, since you're working, and for everybody on the call. Try this. So we always say, you know, you activate your pillars of light in your home. Well, you're also going to take those pillars of light with you when you go out in the world, especially now, knowing that you're divinely protected. And if you want, you can put the pillars of light around somebody else that might be in your view that's coughing or looks sick. Just ask for the pillars of light to be put around them for their own safety and for the safety of others. If you work at the counter, like if you work at the cash register part, keep the pillars of light right there in your station. If you have an office that you go to there at work, activate them, keep them in the office 24/7 and put it around your car. All right, that's your homework assignment. You guys should consciously do that. Put them around every 5G tower you see, wherever you are driving, and you see them. Even if it's way off, like 20 miles away, and you see it sticking up on a hillside, put the pillars of light there, or ask for the pillars of light to be placed there 24/7. Divine protection for all humans and animals and birds and all wildlife on the planet. We're in control of this, so even though I'll have to give you a couple of short experiences. My handyman's ex-wife, they don't live together apparently, but he goes and sees her, I guess, on a regular basis. She is so scared to death to go outside. She has been stuck in her home. She doesn't go out for shopping, gas, nothing. She's totally afraid she's going to die if she leaves the house. And I had an interesting experience about 3 days ago. I locked myself out of the car during Asheville's probably worst storm of the winter. High winds, lightning, thunder, rained all night. I locked myself out at about 12 o'clock, 12:30 by accident. And all I had on was my sweats. My top was a hoodie and my socks. House socks. I had no cell phone. I had no wallet. I had no car keys. I had nothing. And it's totally raining. I'm going, what am I going to do? So the front door has a code that I tried to guess like about a zillion times. And, of course, didn't work. I tried to telepathically open up the garage door with the remote that was sitting on my dining room table. But that didn't work. I'm asking my guides, I'm asking my guardian, please send me the code. I got to get in. Yeah, I spent about 8 or 8.5 hours shivering in the cold that whole night. And but early on in this process, it was totally raining really hard. It's 12:30. I thought I better go out and see if somebody's still up and maybe they can help me somehow. Maybe call the landlord to give them the door code or bring over the key. And she didn't answer. This guy called locksmith, five of them, nobody answered. He let me kind of from a distance use his iPad, and I try to get into my email to find the code that was in one of my folders, and Gmail wouldn't let him in because he wasn't me, and it's like, oh, so for an hour and a half we're sitting there and everything failed. But here's what I realized. So this is an older couple. The guy was really he didn't know who I was. I told him I was his neighbor. He was like standing on the other side of the glass door, his front door. I'm kind of standing out there sort of a little bit in the rain, but not quite in the rain. But so I told him my situation, and he was practicing social distancing, but with fear. Like, he didn't want to touch me. He didn't want to invite me in his house. His wife started freaking out because I was a stranger at the door. And I realized, wow, this couple bought the whole fear thing. They're in total fear of getting sick and dying. He wouldn't even drive me to the police station because I thought, God, I got to go somewhere. I can't be spending the night out. It's cold out here. He wouldn't even drive me to the police station. So I went home and hung out in my front door for the whole night. But early in the morning, this couple drives by really like about 6 o'clock in the morning. On my street, I heard the car, and I yelled to them, and actually they heard me, and they stopped, and I told them the situation, and they eventually got the emergency person to get the spare keys and let me in. That took another hour and a half, but I finally got in. They weren't as paranoid. They were very friendly, but again, social distancing, they didn't even want to come close to me. So, yeah, it's out there, and just, I don't know. You just got to have compassion for these people that are freaked out. So my experience of locking myself out is I am going to put a spare key now outside somewhere, which I didn't have before. And I'm never going to lock myself out of the car, especially in this house. But somehow it shifted my energy. I feel different from that experience, although it was very horrible. It was like probably the most horrible night I've ever had in my life. But I didn't freeze to death. If it was like 5 degrees colder, I probably would have shivered the whole night, man, and gone into a thermal shock, or whatever they call it. So, well, thank you for sharing, Dr. Karen. If there's anything else you want to add, go ahead. Otherwise, I will put you on mute.
It's interesting what you experienced because I'm seeing the duality of where people's, you know, people are either choosing love or fear. And some people, because people are coming in angry that they're not being helped and waited on and catered to like they're used to when they come into that school. And other people are really quite grateful, you know, and they're coming in for, you know, some people are still trying to find toilet paper and masks, you know, and it's, and there's nothing. There's absolutely, you know, out here, people buy it to resell it. It's really kind of crazy.
Oh, wow.
And it's really disturbing to watch that kind of behavior. So, you know, it's bringing out, in a positive light of this, it's bringing out the true colors of everyone to maybe take a different look at things and really smacking everybody in the face. So probably your experience is probably to show you that contrast, you know, and unfortunately you had to suffer to get both sides of it, you know, to get to see who would, you know, step up for you. But I'm glad it worked out for you. I'm sorry that you went through that.
My landlord was very sorry too. She goes, I am so sorry you had to get locked out. Like, oh yeah, well, it's my fault and I'll never do it again. Okay, thank you for sharing.
Yeah, thank you.
Okay, I'm going to go to the chat box. I'm going to review here. Okay, let's see here. Oh, thank you, Lex. You must know Bennu. So type in tomnewman.com. And see, Tom is a coordinator for the Bennu workshops in Albuquerque. Yeah, tomnewman.com. Thank you very much, Lex. And let's see here. Hello, Melinda from Colorado. Yes, upgrade C. I think the upgrade C. Okay. And hello, Essen. Essen. He's. I still don't know if you're he or she. Anyway, he says, she says hi to everyone. Let me see. Catherine. Okay. Penny. Well, yes, Penny says that you can put pillars of light around your area as well. Yes, your neighborhood, your city, your state. If you guys get really good, all these pillars of light get connected to one another, and pretty soon there's a whole lot of light beaming around the hillsides and in the marketplace. Thanks, Molly. Yeah, I'm okay. She got cold listening to me share that story. That's funny. Yeah, well, I said it was a serious storm. Yeah, it was the biggest storm of this winter here. Actually, across the road, in the house not too far from the road, a big tree cracked at the base and fell towards the end of the road. So if it was another 100 feet, it would have probably hit my garage. But, yeah, next morning I saw it. God, it just snapped. And it was a dead tree, too. So the wood around here in these rainforests, they're pretty brittle once the tree dies. And so, yeah, a strong wind just knocked it over. Penny's got keys buried in the garden. Buried in the garden. Oh, Penny. Okay. Q&A page. Anybody posting there? Nobody's posting there. Oh, you guys are terrible. Okay. You can lower your hand, Dr. Karen. Star 2 to raise your hand, folks, those of you on the phone. Alice, you want to say anything? Betty, Lorraine, Nancy, Suzanne. I can call on you. I'm going to call on Suzanne because just cause I like to pick on her. Okay, Suzanne, you're live.
I don't have a lot to say today. What?
I caught you by surprise.
You did. You did. Well, first of all, I'm glad you made it through that horrific night. I was freezing listening to that story. That's terrible.
Yeah, it's pretty cold.
Oh.
And my socks were all wet from walking in the rain, right?
Oh.
So I had no really dry socks. And I thought, well, I got to improvise. Like when you're out in the woods, you get lost and you got to spend the night there before you get rescued. I was thinking about that, you know, thinking, what do you do if you're out in the woods and like you got to improvise? So I had this one sort of a little bit of a thick long sleeve shirt on under my hoodie. So I took the shirt out and I wrapped it around my feet.
That was smart.
That helped. Yeah.
Very resourceful.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
I was a Boy Scout once, but they never taught me that. Okay.
Well,
what would you
I'm
like to share
even...
with the group that's very enlightening
you know,
and inspiring tonight?
What I'm thinking is, and I put it on the chat box or Q&A, I feel like, and a few other people have said this, like all this time is definitely bringing to surface the desire to really follow my life path and kind of like my regular job, which I'm doing from home, but it's still, it's really hard to do from home,
mm-hmm.
is making me kind of really, I kind of feel like I'm a plant that's emerging from the soil. I had that image when you were talking before, and I feel like I don't know how, I don't know what the circumstances are going to be, but to really use my spiritual gifts and, mm-hmm. you know, my life work is really like calling at me or tugging at me, you know, now. And so, you know, I'm just staying open and I would love the activation to include something to that nature that this time is giving us an opportunity to really get on the right track for our lives.
Yes. Okay, let me mention this, and we will do this in the activation. I've said this many times before. But this is a time again, since we're all cooped up in our homes, pretty much, we have to go within and decide what we want to do with our life. If you want to do the same old thing that we did before the lockdown, or do we really want to do something different? And I was told probably 25 years ago, from the other side, I believe. Can't remember, you know, it's been so long. But in the times of great change, they didn't mention, like, this stuff happening.
Mm-hmm.
But in the times of the great shift, your gifts are going to be sorely needed. Okay, now is the time. They were speaking about now. Now is the time to share your healing gifts with everybody that you come in contact with that's suffering, that's in this state of fear.
Mm-hmm.
All you healers got to come out of the closet. All you life coaches got to come out of the closet. You're asking, well, how am I going to create my practice? Well, you let people know this is what you do. Don't worry about if they can afford it or not. You just offer the gifts. And then you're going to start to know and see where your next step is. But if you're going to stay in the closet, you're not going to manifest anything. And part of what's happening here is we are being forced to come out of the closet, our spiritual closet, and make ourselves known. Now, one thing I did and didn't get a response, and my friend in downtown Asheville did the same thing, but there was a announcement on one of the local free newsletters from like the city of Asheville, or like one of those organizations. You know, they're just conservative, straightforward. But there was one little article about they were seeking volunteer counselors to do trauma coaching, trauma counseling. This is right when the lockdown started. So I applied, put in my information, didn't hear from anybody. But see, when you see stuff like that, jump on it. Because it could lead to... It could lead to something that you never dreamed about.
Mm-hmm.
Now.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You think it's bad now. Wait until whenever this lockdown is over. And it might not be soon, folks. So be prepared for extended lockdown if that's going to occur, which actually gives us more time to work on ourselves and all that stuff. God, what was my point?
You were saying wait till that occurs. You said, when's it going to get worse?
Okay, the PTSD that's going to follow after lockout.
Yeah.
People are going to be going, well, what am I going to do? I lost my job. I'm running out of unemployment insurance money. I got to pay my rent. What am I going to do? You can always trade, too. But you'll be creative. The main thing is you offer your services. Don't be afraid to tell people. Because the old paradigm of light workers is, well, they're not going to relate. They're just thinking, I'm woo-woo. You've got to get over that, get out of that matrix, and plant your feet in the new earth. And know that whoever you offer, at least you're offering it. And no matter what they say or think internally, it's none of your business. Because they don't understand. If they did, then they would take you up on your offer. But you've got to practice moving your throat chakra and not be afraid of, you see, we have memories from before of condemnation, judgment, being imprisoned, being killed, being banished from the tribe, being sent off to an island, you know, all that stuff. We've all experienced that before. No more.
Mm-hmm.
It's done.
Okay.
The world is calling out for our help. But if we don't make ourselves known, hey, they're not going to know we're here. Right?
Yep.
I offered this
I've gone live with my mediumship a few times. Just once since this happened. And people respond, but I never get like, you know, okay, I'd like to work with you or... And, you know, beg the question, oh, yeah, should I make a website and all this?
Do that necessarily, but here's what we're going to do in the activation. We're going to visualize. You're going to do this every day. And I have to practice this too. It's not something, so it's like athletes. If you're an athlete, you go to the gym or you work out, you do it constantly. You just don't do it every now and then. You work at your craft until you become the very best that you can be, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So part of the homework is visualizing with feeling and intention from your higher self exactly the kind of people you want to draw into your life. Friendships, clients, students, groups that you can present to. In fact, groups are a very good way. You can present to meetup groups. Do a Google search. Meetup groups in my area. And then you can click on different categories, spirituality, life coaching, mothers, single parents, whatever. And you can present to them. Now, here's another thing. Since these kids have to be literally homeschooled, this is what it's coming down to, on the internet, you can reach out to PTAs. They're generally conservative or religious, but you've got to start somewhere. So maybe investigate contacting PTAs, single-parent groups, any kind of groups that you would love to work with, men's groups, women's groups. I wouldn't necessarily do spiritual-type groups because they're all trying to do the same thing. But get with groups that need to be aware that these kind of gifts are out there in the world. You got to remember, 90% of the world do not know that we exist. We're maybe 10% of the whole global population. Maybe. I'd say it's actually more like 2%, but let's just say 10%. So you got 90% there of the world. That's your potential clientele. So when when my landlady expressed in an email that she had a stomach upset, I don't know if she went to the doctor. She probably did. But I offered a healing session. She emailed me back the next day, and he goes, I'm feeling better. So she didn't come in for a session, but she said, I'm feeling better. And then the handyman who's dying from this disease, well, at least she says he is, and he's a handyman, African-American guy, really nice guy. He probably didn't graduate from high school, but he liked some paintings that I had in my living room. These are esoteric paintings. One was of Metatron, and one was, let me see, what was the other one? Pleiadian Transmission from this art company that sells artist paintings. Because I really like those. He mentioned it two or three times when he's been to the house. So I emailed her and said, would you please send the handyman the emergency first aid meditation and the money prosperity package? So she did. So, you know, you just do stuff like that. And if you don't hear from them, it's okay. At least you reached out and you were of service. And that will come back to you, see?
Yeah.
It doesn't always come back to the person that you offer to.
Yeah. Yeah. I've been doing healing work for people who have the virus.
Yeah.
But it's mostly friends, you know. I've been doing the work that way. But there's a lot of things that I can do, but I just got to keep doing them, like you said, and eventually it will merge to practice and evolve into what it's supposed to.
Mm-hmm. I think there's going to be a lot of people switching careers because of what's happening now. And what I'm hoping for, what I'm praying for Asheville, we'll get to you, Lorraine. I see your hand up. I have a feeling there's going to be a lot of shops closing up because they couldn't pay their rent, and they have high leases on their office space. And there's a ton of office space in Asheville. I have a feeling that a lot of these small businesses are going to go out of business. And what I'm praying to come in, what I'm asking to come in to replace these old businesses are more conscious businesses, like small health food stores, just conscious business owners. So that's also what you guys can do in your meditations, is you're going to call forth conscious people.
Yeah.
Conscious people. But you can't just do it a few times. It's a daily practice. So make that part of your meditation.
Okay.
See their faces. see them coming to your door, see them calling you up on the phone, seeing them emailing you and go, I heard about you from so-and-so. What do you do? Because I need some help. Those kind of people. People where money's not an issue, or people that can lead you to other people that can help you grow your business or lead you to onto another platform so you can express your work. Remember, I started with the World Puja Network radio show. First time on the internet, I was nervous as heck. I did 28 shows, and that's how I got known. But I was offered it. But I have the human design of where I have to be offered. I can't go out and try to create it. But if you're like that, also, if you need to have the offer, then you meditate on that. Meditate on receiving the offers.
Mm-hmm.
So, again, you put out that signal to the quantum, not to the third-dimensional old matrix. Send it out to the quantum. You guys know how to do all this stuff. You guys just don't practice it. Ah! That's right. Okay, thank you, dear. Let's get to Lorraine now.
Thank you.
All righty. Okay, Lorraine,
okay,
you're on.
Oh, wait a second. Okay, can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you.
Hello?
Yeah.
Okay. Thank you for all these inspirations. And I don't know if this is too personal, but I was just, as to what you're just talking about, like I feel like a lot of us feel like we're already on our path, but obviously there's an opportunity here to expand or maybe do something altogether different. But
mm-hmm.
stuff that requires hands-on, like Traeger body work that you can't really do online, whatever's.
Yes, you can. Yes, you can.
You can give someone.
I did a. I'll get to this. I did an online event a few years ago where I guided people to do energy work in the activation. And I don't even know what it was called. It was the only time I did it, but I was called to do that so it would inspire people. You actually can do that. If you were to ask Dr. Traeger, call him in your meditation and say, all right, help me to understand how I can do this energetically over the phone or via Zoom or Skype or on the internet somehow. You can do it. It'll work.
Okay. Yeah.
If Traeger worked in your bones like it was in my bones when I studied, you can do that.
Yeah.
Now, what a lot of people
okay.
are finding, they have to translate what they've done physically to online, and it's not that difficult. You just have to be creative and do it. So, Lorraine, you can ask them, say if it's on the phone, and they're going to put you on speaker. And they don't have to have a massage table in their home, but just say, okay, I want you to lie down on your stomach and just allow your whole body to relax. I'm going to lead you into a relaxation. And then my energy body is going to work on your physical body with the Traeger work. And you actually go through the sequence as if you were actually there physically working the neck, which is hard for most people to get. Working on the shoulder joints, the whole thing. And I will guarantee you, when you're done, they're going to go, wow, how did you do that? I feel great.
All right. I'm willing to give it a shot.
I was
kind of going in other directions, trying to offer the heart math stuff, which is much easier in that way. But
Well, you could do that. You can have several offerings online or via Zoom or instant teleseminar.
Yeah.
And it's really easy energy work for all of you that do energy work. You can do that. A light language, obviously you can do that over the phone.
Yeah.
I had an amazing light language experience from a medical doctor, a radiologist, who came through Seattle, I don't know, 15 years ago. She gave up her practice. And radiologists make a lot of money. They're way overcharged. I mean, they shouldn't be making the kind of money they do for the kind of work they do. But anyway, they make a lot of money. She gave up her practice and was doing light language in one-to-one and in small groups. And I remember We went to the wonderful bookstore in Seattle. Oh, I forgot the name of it. I think it's still there. And went to the back room, and she gave me a light language session. I sat in a chair, and she just said light language for 45 minutes. And all I did was cry. I just felt all these tears just pouring out of my eyes and my heart for about the whole time. So logically, I didn't understand anything what was being channeled, but what I got was I was being acknowledged, and I just felt all this gratitude coming into me from the light language, like they were acknowledging, I guess, my hardships in my life to get to where I was then, and they were just acknowledging me, and it was a beautiful experience. So any of you do that, you can definitely do it over the phone, yes.
Yeah, that big love, yeah. Mm. Thank you.
Okay, thank you, dear.
Okay, I'll lower my...
Okay, and then we've got, yeah, lower your hand. We've got a phone number ending in 0963. You're unmuted.
Hi, Kanji. Good evening, or good morning,
oh,
or
that's you.
Good day.
Yes. Good day.
Oh,
in the UK.
Good day. How are you?
I'm great.
Good, good.
What would you like to share, dear?
Right. Well, I just want to apologize for getting on the call. I've tried to talk slower.
But, oh, that's good. You're doing good. Yes.
And thank you. Now, I my job in the past, before I went into the arts, healing, and education, before I stopped working, was actually a bingo caller for 13 years.
Wow.
And I used to entertain people with my voice, and I used to crack a joke and cheer them up and fuck them up till I had a massive car crash, and I ended it. So decided it was good because I went back into the arts. I always loved dancing and making shows up as a child.
Uh-huh.
Anyhow, cut a long story short, 30 years later, I'm about to begin my business of healing through the arts, with the arts, and presenting through street theatre. Now, in my area now, we're lacking, and what I experienced too, we're lacking things for teenagers in the community and being bored and getting into, you know, and there's a lovely big, I don't know whether you've ever heard of Florence Nightingale, you probably have, but she actually worked in the war in the actual building across the road.
Mm-hmm.
And the actual statues up above where she used to walk around with the lantern and heal the soldiers in when the Blitz happened in Liverpool.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Anyway, cut long story short,
I
have just bought a singing course today. It wasn't very expensive. It was only like £10 and English money, like $7, to get my voice going again, because I've been really blocked, and I've been hearing my mother say for the last 10 years, let sleeping dogs lie, let sleeping dogs lie, constantly. And a lot of other negative statements like money is the root of all evil. I heard that as soon as I was born. I heard it.
Okay,
now I feel so connected to you, and yet when I leave you, your vibration leaves me somehow inside, in me, whichever area it is. It seems to forget my little girl, my inner child.
Mm-hmm.
And it all originated from when I was born, and
born. Okay, so what you're going to do is you're going to call forth the A-team. You don't have to know who they are. The A-team, like the letter A, the A-team. Yes, you're going to call on
the
A-team. Yes. Yeah. Kind of like that show that was on TV back in the 70s
it.
Or
loved
80s.
It.
Okay, anyway, the A-team. They are, what they told me, they are extraction specialists. So what they do is they extract cords and implants and subliminal programming all of that stuff from the DNA, from the cellular level, from the energy field, chakras, etc. So in your meditation, you're going to call them in, and you're going to ask them to start in utero and eventually work their way up into the present moment with you, but start in utero and tell them that you're, when your body was in your mother's belly before you actually came in utero.
I remember before that, just 3 seconds before that, I was with eight or nine, 10 little girls and boys, age 8, and we were all angels. Now, I've told people this many times, but whoever believes me, whoever believes me, but I know. And we were looking, I was looking down on the family I was about to jump into. And we were all discussing, saying, oh, look at that poor little boy, look at that poor little girl. No shoes, old, and this little baby was born, and she had meningitis, which is my next to, I'm the youngest of the nine, my next youngest sister had meningitis. And we were all discussing, I'm going, oh, go on, go and help her and all that. But we weren't supposed to jump in. And I remember seeing a knightly man and a beautiful presence of God and just before that happened. And then I jumped right in, spontaneous me. And I've only seen like that since I was spontaneous me. And next thing...
Okay, hold on there. So I want to finish my thought here. So you're going to call in the A-team and starting with in utero and ask them to start the process of removing...
implants.
Probably just keep it on this level of all projections that were put upon you, projections from the outside world, your family, et cetera.
External,
And you're going to tell them that you're ready to be free of any subtle cords or implants from your parents or anybody else. So in other words, it's an in-depth clearing process, but you're going to start within utero and eventually come up to present time. I don't know how long that's going to take, but you do that every day. And then the other thing
I
is...
I feel constant pulling from my solar plexus. Constantly, all day.
Yeah. Okay. I don't know whether they're going to start with that too. So, and you just... be receptive, just be totally receptive to the work.
I'm aware it throws you off balance when you're feeling that energy.
What you're going to do is you're going to bring in your own higher self energies at the end of each meditation. So the visualization you can use is, I like this one. It's a parachute. You don't have to know the experience of parachuting, but it's like your higher self's going to gently parachute down into or actually around your physical body. So it'll be a nice, soft landing. And use that. And now it might take you a year to do this every day. I'm just saying out loud.
I think
it could be 6 months.
Go for me.
Yes. Okay. Thank you for sharing because we have to get on.
God bless.
Thank you,
Kenji.
You're welcome.
Love you.
Love you too. All right. I'm going to go to chat one more time. You can lower your hand. Okay. Chat box. Let's see here. Let's see. So Penny shared that she had a kinesiology. That's like muscle testing, a little bit like touch for health, kind of like, you know, you move your limbs and you touch certain pressure points or whatever and all that. It's really cool stuff. So she said she had a treatment with Zoom that was really good. She was tuning in and then she got me to work on the points on my body. So that might be an option for healing too. Exactly. People are being forced to go online and do their work, which, you know, is not bad, really. I do most of my work online, and I really like it. So if you have any considerations about that, it actually can be quite fun. Okay. I'm going to go to the webcast page, and let me see if anybody has posted on the Q&A page. Nobody? Oh, you guys are setting a record again, aren't you guys? All right. We'll take one more caller, and then we'll get into a nice activation. Star 2 to raise your hand. Anybody on the phone? Oh, Nancy, I didn't think she was going to raise her hand. Okay, you're live, dear.
Hi, Kenji.
Mm-hmm.
Hi.
Hi.
Yeah, I just wanted to ask in the activation if you can help us to just continue to work with the quantum entanglements of this reality, because there's a lot going on, and if there's a lot going on in my mind around the power structures, and everybody's fighting for their stake in the game,
mm-hmm.
and everybody's trying to prove their stake in the game.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm finding that very challenging, because people are anteing up, and everybody wants to prove their stake in the game.
Yeah.
And that really irritates me and gets my ire, and then I have to calm myself down and untangle and disentangle and just pay no attention to it, but it gets very annoying because it's just a lot of stuff flying around. A lot.
Okay. Now, you don't have to listen to that stuff, too. You have that option.
Well, it's really interesting because people really are trying to everybody's trying to prove their point, and then I get emails from people out of the blue or videos or whatever, and then it's like, I'll watch this, and then it's like, wow, there's a lot of shit underneath that. There's a lot of crap.
Well, you don't want to get overloaded. So what you can do is you have this option: email them back and say no, thank you, and please don't send any more of these kinds of emails.
Yeah, I'm doing the best I can. I'm doing the best I can with it, but it is a little challenging for me because I find that I feel everything underneath whatever it is that's going on, and then I get very like, oh my God, there's a lot of shit there.
Yeah,
and then
that's because you took it into your brain, your mind.
Well, no, it's not just that. Kenji, I can feel energetically what's going on, you know.
Yeah, but you brought it into yourself, and then it gets stuck, and then you got to clear yourself.
Yeah.
Remember, we've talked about you've got to stay neutral with all this stuff, even with all the information that's coming from a zillion different angles. If you stay in neutrality, you won't be affected. Because you won't have an opinion or one way or the other.
And most days I'm fine. And then every once in a while I get like, are you fucking kidding me?
Yeah.
And I have to disentangle myself. And then I have to say thank you. Thank you so much. Thank you so much for sending me stuff that's bringing my shit up. Because it really is. And I'm okay with that, I guess. Some days, not so much.
Remember, divine balance with all things.
Floating around in the in the ethereal world sometimes is a nice way to go. oblivious to everything that's on this earthly plane isn't really something that I can do very well.
Yeah, but you want to tune in to the peace that's really being generated from the earth and from people like us.
Yeah.
All my friends.
I definitely get that, and I definitely actually, interestingly enough, got a huge hit on that even before this year started. And when I'm in meditative space, that's exactly, I have no problem in tapping into that. And, it as far as staying in my own little zone, I'm quite content. I actually don't find this quarantining stuff that much of a hardship, and I've been online for over 30 years because that was my world, and I hang out with a lot of healing people online, but it's just not in the traditional sense. So I've known for a long time energy has no time and space. And I have no problem with the online world. I came from an IT world. And I don't have problems with technology either. So there's the other interesting thing, because mm-hmm. I was in that field for a long time. So I don't have all of the charge that a lot of people have around technology. I just don't. Mm-hmm. It's just not a concern for me. It'll be what it is. So I don't get mm-hmm. into that weirdness. I actually know that that's not a problem for me. So, you know, it gets to be interesting, you know, where I get hooked and where I don't.
Okay. Okay, wonderful. You guys ready to start your activation? Thank you for sharing, Nancy. I'm going
yep.
to mute you now. You can lower your hand. Okay, the activation will be approximately 1 hour and 1 minute into the recording. Okay. So, as always, you're going to put your body in a very comfortable position. And you're going to call in those helpers from the fifth dimension and beyond that are specific for you with this activation, this membership upgrade call and activation tonight. And we're going to relax this time from feet to head. So we're going to relax our little toes, and as we relax the toes and the soles of our feet, you're going to ground with the earth in a new and different way. So you're just going to use your knowingness and aligned with a completely new way of grounding with the ascension process of the Mother Earth. And feel that energy coming into your body from your feet. And we're going to ask nature, we're going to ask her to help you with becoming aware of and letting go of all unconscious thought patterns, emotions, and energetic patterns that are triggering you in some large or small way during this lockdown, of which you may not even be conscious of. Take a deep breath. Now we're going to imagine that you have around your ankles shackles of one form or another. Shackles, like the kind that slaves used to have to experience in those days, and you're going to remove the shackles from your ankles. Be creative in this. Allow your inner child to help you with this. And begin to feel the freedom in your ankles. That's your flexibility for your incarnation. Feeling the freedom, the sense of freedom now that your ankles have. Energetically move, rotate your feet as if you're doing little yoga exercises with your ankles. Allow the chi to move up into and through the ankles and then up into your legs. Take a deep breath and allow now to become aware of any stress patterns, weaknesses in your knees, which again represent flexibility in your incarnation, in your ability to walk forward with ease. Those are the knees. Become aware of any old injuries that haven't healed up. Any kind of condition that is restricting the movement within your knees. we're going to activate the pillars of light to another level. Now we're upgrading the pillars of light to the next level of vibration from the Archangel Kingdom. And these pillars of light are going to remind you when you go out into the world, invoke us. This will also help the archangels to understand our experience here. Okay, deep breath. Bring awareness and relaxation to the calves, the thighs, the hamstrings, quadriceps, your gluteus maximus, and your hip joint. And again, the hips represent flexibility. So there's some old energy in the hips that are connected with the old matrix of pain and suffering. Locate those areas in your hip joint. Now breathe the violet into those areas in your hip joints that are carrying this old energy, be it from Atlantis, be it from long time ago. Allow this violet to begin to create movement in your hip joints. Now, at this point, we're going to call forth one of your power animals from the earth, one that represents your ability to heal once and for all any hip issues, be it from trauma, injuries, birthing, giving birth, from what we call disease, arthritis, rheumatism, diabetes, inflammation, whatever you want to call it. Allow this energy to move that energy up and out so that your body can finally experience once again the flexibility of your incarnation. Now we're going to call forth the A-team for your assistance. Tanat Kamara, Metatron, Saint Germain, Dust of Violet. Mikael, Gabriel, Raphael. The Christ family. We are still in the Easter energies, representing the resurrection. The resurrection out of the old into the new. Transformation, planting seeds and seeing them begin to sprout so that you could harvest it during the summer and fall. Breathe deeply the light into the solar plexus. Now begin to bring in your soul presence into the solar plexus area to release all stagnant energies in your solar plexus. The considerations you have about using your power. Considerations of what people might think. Considerations about will they understand. And considerations of wanting to jump out of the closet, but being a bit hesitant because of the unknowing factor. Breathe in your knowing into your solar plexus. Release the ties to your parents. Release the cords. And breathe in. I am an empowered being. I am a sovereign being of light. You're going to let go of tribal consciousness, the chaos of the world, your intellect, that's your thinking mechanism of the mind and your brain, your pain body and your emotional body. Allowing awareness now to move into that state, that free state of beingness. Now you're going to release the shackles around your wrists. These are old shackles. Release it from the wrists so your hands can be free. I'm going to invite your pets to receive. Your family members and your ancestors. All right, going to invoke the Council of 14 to really empower your pillars of light and your mind and body's ability to stay in a healed state. The state of salvation, atonement, or at-one-ment. Allow the energies to move freely in your spinal column. Now let's take a deep breath and move focus to the heart, relaxing all the muscles in the chest, your upper back, your shoulder joints. Allowing the body to move into an even deeper state of relaxation. Allow the heart to know the pain of suffering without taking it on into the energy field, the mind, or the body. Thereby expressing on a continual basis the essence of compassion, which is love and wisdom. And feel this compassion moving to all of your relationships, past, present, and future. Especially your parents, all family members, and your ancestors. You are simply sharing the state. And we're going to activate the joy that's in the heart. The joy that is beyond words and verbalization. Little droplets of joy beginning to burst within your heart. Rainbow colors. Colors not of this universe. Multidimensional droplets of joy bursting one after another, popping open enlivening the cells of your body and your cardiovascular system and your nervous system and your glands and your spinal column. Let's move that joyfulness up into the throat, taking off again the shackles around the throat. Releasing the trauma that has been stored in the throat chakra and the thyroid gland. Releasing the pain and the unconsciousness. Allowing the throat to begin to breathe once again. Breathing into the light, breathing as the light, taking in the light, becoming the light. Radiant throat chakra. Now you're going to send out to the quantum universe your readiness now to begin to create your new life. Be it a new career, be it an expansion of your current career, be it the empowerment of your gifts, seen and unseen. Sending out to the quantum universe your ideal client, students, friends, groups, feel the kind of people you want to attract into your life and see them coming into your life in all different ways, all different levels, knowing that you can speak in their language to reach their heart. Offering all that you are to them, to their parents, to their children, to their pets, to their workplace. You're going to send out to the quantum universe infinite possibilities for your new life. Now we're going to release C1, C2 vertebrae at the top of the spine as if you are receiving a very gentle Traeger session, releasing the chronic tension in your whole cervical spine, relaxing all of the muscles that connect the base of your neck with your skull. Releasing the occiput to move freely. Releasing the side effects from all whiplashes, trauma to the brain, to the head, to the neck, to the spine. Relaxing the jaw. Relaxing the jaw. Feeling your neck being gently rocked and stretched and elongated. Imagine the feeling of a complete relaxed neck. Relaxed trapezius, rhomboids, your clavicle muscles. relaxing, especially the right TMJ. Allowing your atlas and axis to move back to its original divine balance point. Receive the state of oneness in your neck. Allow your neck to be gently rocked and stretched. That's it. Take a deep breath. Okay, allow everything to continue until complete. Let's bring the focus up to the third eye, aligning your pineal with the central sun vibration. Take a deep breath. Receive Alpha and Omega into your pineal. Feel the reverberation. Feel the recalibration of your pineal function to the new earth, letting go of the old matrix of pain and suffering, choosing to see only love and light in the world, choosing to see only what is really, truly true, letting go of all falsehoods, illusions, all unconsciousness, letting go of the calcification of the pineal. Allow the ignition of your spiritual sight. And to see the wonderful possibilities from this current world situation, and how you are of service in supporting others in their awakening from fear to love. Opening up the crown chakra. You're going to bring in Metatron's cube directly into the center of your brain, as if your whole head is inside Metatron's cube, or that Metatron's cube is inside your brain. And just receive, embrace, embody, align, synchronize. Now we're going to allow for a few moments of silence for you to meditate, for your body to actually meditate with Metatron's cube. And your higher self will just simply be in the other realms receiving words of wisdom from Prime Source directly, from your higher level guides, from your guardian angel. Now breathe and direct the power of Metatron's cube down through your third ventricle, your fourth ventricle, your brain stem, down your vagus nerve system, and down all the way through your spinal column. Allow it to circulate at the base of your spine and your original eight cells of creation. And feel and see this vibration moving into feeding, as it were, all of your organs that attach to your spinal column. Your eyes, your ears, your nose, your sinus cavity, your mouth, your teeth, your jaw, your thyroid, your heart, your thymus, your stomach, your liver, gallbladder, your colon, reproductive organs, your bladder, your spleen, gallbladder, appendix, duodenum, all internal organs. Feel your nerves being fortified, energized, stimulated, activated, ignited by this beautiful energy. Feel your lungs being fortified with new life force energy. Feel your immune system being fortified with the divine power. Feel your hemispheres becoming more empowered. Feel a deep cleansing with your DNA and your RNA, your chromosomes and your genes. Telomeres becoming activated with new growth and new life. And your whole endocrine system being energized. Now you're going to breathe in divine balance and harmony for this energy work session, this activation. And you're going to visualize the four pillars of light in your home or around your home being very active and vibrant, as if these pillars of light are going deep into the earth, cleansing and rejuvenating the grid system in your neighborhood and in your city. Feel the pillars of light affecting all the creatures in your neighborhood, the wildlife. In your workplace, be it online or physically, really tap into these pillars of light, activating your work environment, your private practice, as we say, activating, supporting all of your online offerings and services, as well as telephone and email. Now let's choose five people that you know personally that are going through a hard time right now and ask for the pillars of light to be placed around them and in their home and wherever they work. Five people that you know personally. Knowing that these pillars of light will transform, transmute any so-called negative energy that attempts to move into your space, be it technology, be it other people's thoughts and beliefs, be it the astral plane, the collective astral plane, be it the collective thoughts of humanity right now. Bring attention again to those droplets of joy emanating from deep within your heart. Now we're going to ask you, whenever you are ready, and this could be 1 hour from now in physical time, when you come back to your body, do the usual grounding and drinking of water, keeping one pointed focus with the oneness and with physical reality, choosing to see only truth. So you can come back in your own time, stay in the zone as long as you wish. We will end this call shortly.